You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. An update to a UTV crash in Sauk County last week has been released. The operator sustained life-threatening injuries in a rollover crash last Tuesday morning on Coon Bluff Road north of County Road P in the town of Delona. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports that the operator, identified as Kalen Markinus, 21 of Wisconsin Dells, died Saturday. Markinus was transported from the scene with life-threatening injuries by MedFlight to a hospital in Madison last week. The initial investigation showed that Markinus was southbound on Coon Bluff Road and attempted a passing maneuver on another vehicle. She entered the ditch and overcorrected, causing the UTV to roll over several times. Kalen Markinus was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the UTV. From a legislator in downtown Minneapolis to a veteran Ohio congresswoman, many lawmakers included in the suspected Minnesota gunman's writings and list of targets are vowing not to bow down. An acting U.S. attorney says the dozens of politicians included in the suspect's writings were Democrats. While some say the violence has prompted them to double down on their legislative work, at least one lawmaker postponed a town hall after learning she was a potential target. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking landowners to host the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Assistant Deer and Elk Specialist Brooke Van Handel says the program helps remove barriers. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Landowners have through July 3rd to submit an application. The hunt runs October 4th through the 12th. More information is available on the DNR's website. A unanimous Wisconsin Supreme Court has sided with the Democratic State Attorney General in a long-running battle over a law passed by Republicans who wanted to weaken the office in a lame duck legislative session more than 6 years ago. The court ruled unanimously on Tuesday that it's unconstitutional to require the Attorney General to get permission from a Republican-controlled legislative committee to settle certain civil lawsuits. The court said the law is a separation of powers violation. A nationwide opioid settlement is moving forward. Attorneys General from all 54 U.S. states and territories have reached a sweeping multi-billion-dollar settlement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family over marketing and distribution of opioids, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced Monday. The $7.4 billion agreement with the makers of OxyContin has not been finalized, and Call said the next step in the process is that local governments will be asked to join the settlement contingent on bankruptcy court proceedings. Under this settlement, Wisconsin state and local governments would receive as much as $80 million over the next 15 years. The Wisconsin Election Commission is mailing postcards to over 200,000 registered voters in the state, advising them to confirm their eligibility. The commission is advising anyone who receives one of the postcards with official voter registration notice on it that they have until July 15th to respond. The postcards are being sent to people who have not voted over the past 4 years and ask the recipients if they want to remain a registered voter at their listed address. If recipients don't respond, their voter registration will be deactivated on July 31st. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 2.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.92 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 8.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 33.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.49, while the most expensive was $3.49, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.08. The national average is down 9.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 4 cents in the last week and stands at $3.49 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "With Israel and Iran trading attacks, oil prices have surged to multi-month highs, setting the stage for additional price hikes at gas pumps across the country." He added, "As long as tensions in the Middle East continue to escalate, the risk of further impacts on oil prices remains high. For now, I expect gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, while diesel could climb 15 to 25 cents in the coming days. Motorists should prepare for what will likely be modest price increases for now, but the situation has the potential to worsen at any moment." Conservation activists are petitioning the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to list gray wolves as endangered or threatened at the state level as congressional Republicans seek to delist them at the federal level. The group urged the DNR to list the wolves as endangered to uphold science-based population management and protect the wolves from excessive hunting amid federal funding cuts. If the wolves are delisted at the federal level, the state would be required to hold an annual wolf hunt. Over 200 wolves were harvested in the 2021 wolf hunt. Madison residents near the Dane County Regional Airport are denied funding to soundproof their homes against military jet noise. Democratic Congressman Mark Bocan, whose district includes Madison, said residents won't receive federal dollars to mitigate noise from Wisconsin Air National Guard F-35 fighter jets based at Truax Field. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had applied for $18 million to help more than 160 residents install noise-dampening insulation. Bocan said the Department of Defense denied the funds. Noise levels near the airport have been as high as 116 decibels. Continued exposure to noise levels of 80 to 90 decibels can cause hearing loss. A plea deal has been offered to 32-year-old Katrina Bauer. She is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing in February 2024 and whose body was found in September. Details of the plea agreement were not released, but her attorney told the court Friday that she needed more time to review it and other information related to the case. A status conference has been scheduled for September 26th. Bauer pleaded not guilty to charges of chronic neglect of a child, consequence of death, and child neglect. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state of the art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Warren Beatty and Barbara Streisand have known each other for over 70 years. While talking to The New Yorker, the Star is Born actress said that she and Beatty had a fling after they were both famous, and when pressed as to whether or not they actually consummated the relationship, she said they slept in the same bed a few times, but she honestly couldn't remember if they actually did it. I'm sure they only made it to second base. The subject of someone's weight is always touchy. Do you tell them they're getting a little tubby or keep it to yourself? In the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son Christopher, the Terminator decided not to say anything. Schwarzenegger says his son is lean now, but he and Christopher's mom, Maria Shriver, decided to suggest healthy foods and exercise instead of telling him he was 30 pounds overweight. I've seen photos, and that's a conservative estimate at best. At the recent inaugural Beecher Vitality Happy and Healthy Summit, Christopher attributed his weight loss to giving up bread for Lent. The old bread for Lent bit, also known as Ozempic. Pop singer Neza might have gone to her last Dodger game. At least that's what she says. If you're wondering why, it's because she was told to sing the Star Spangled Banner in English, but decided to sing it in Spanish anyway. This all happened last Saturday on the day of the No Kings protest taking place all over the country. The singer posted a TikTok video of a Dodgers executive telling her to sing it in English and then part of her performance, which was in Spanish. For what it's worth, it was received with enthusiastic applause. The Pitt is a hit for Max, and fans of the intense medical drama will be happy to know that season 2 production is underway. According to Variety, the show stars Noah Wiley as an ER doctor. Sound familiar? It was renewed in February. The Pitt takes place at the fictitious Pittsburgh Trauma Medical Hospital. Wiley also executive produces the show alongside John Wells, who executive produced NBC's ER. Season 2 of The Pitt will premiere in January 2026. Carrie Bradshaw, aka Sarah Jessica Parker, recently spoke to Huffington Post UK. During the interview, she talked about the backlash she received for playing Bradshaw on HBO's Sex and the City. Parker discussed the double standard between men and women and how women are treated differently when they're portrayed as cheaters on TV. Parker made a point to say that her character on And Just Like That is judged similarly decades later. New episodes of And Just Like That premiere Thursdays on Max. For those of you who are like me and live in a remote area, there is good news regarding a new comedy to check out. Friendship is now available to stream, according to the New York Post. The A24 cringe comedy that asks the question, should men have friends, stars Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd and had a modest but successful limited theatrical run. Friendship is available to stream on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.